This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Mix. I know Tyler from Maple Valley is. Tyler, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Tyler. Steve, I'd love it if you would get out of here.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Tyler has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
That's right. How many siblings does Peppa Pig have?
Two.
No.
1, 2, 3.
1, yes. 00501 is the lowest numbered zip code, and it belongs to which northeastern state?
New York.
Yes. The second music video played on MTV was from what female artist?
Cyndi Lauper.
No.
Pass.
How many Major League Baseball franchises did Ken Griffey Jr. play for?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. What is the oldest national park in the United States?
Yellowstone.
Correct. In what 90s year was the first Harry Potter book published?
93, 94, 95.
No, no, no. Who did James Earl Ray assassinate?
JFK?
No.
Pass.
Which movie in the franchise did James Bond first order his martini shaken, not stirred?
Which movie? Pass.
What Southeast Asian country has the most volcanoes?
Thailand.
No.
Philippines.
No. You got 4 correct, Tyler.
Dang.
Dang. But you know what? I could use trickery on Steve. I'm wearing my I Beat Mig shirt. That might help him lose.
I see how it is.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many siblings does Peppa Pig have?
Oh, soon to be 2. Oh, 2. Oh, I guess 1 right now.
Yes.
Okay.
00501 is the lowest numbered zip code, and it belongs to what northeastern state?
New York.
Yes. The second music video played on MTV was from what female artist?
Pat Benatar?
Yes. How many Major League Baseball franchises did Ken Griffey Jr. play for?
2.
No.
Mariners, Reds. 3?
Yes. What is the oldest national park in the United States?
Yellowstone.
It is. In what 90s year was the first Harry Potter book published?
1999?
No.
98?
No.
1997?
Yes. Who did James Earl Ray assassinate?
That John Lennon?
No.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln?
No.
John Kennedy.
No. Which movie in the franchise did James Bond first order his martini shaken, not stirred?
Diamonds Are Forever?
No.
Die Another Day?
No.
James Bond in the Patrick Palace?
No.
I don't know many James Bond movies.
It doesn't matter because you got 6 correct. And that is a win. 6-4. Next time, Tyler, you shall beat Migs.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
James Earl Ray assassinated Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh my gosh.
The first movie in the franchise where James Bond ordered his martini that way was Dr. No. And then one that you did not get to that our friend got wrong. What Southeast Asian country has the most volcanoes?
All right. I would have gotten that one wrong as well.
Indonesia.
Yeah, I didn't even
But congratulations. You had a victory. I am rocking the new I Beat Migs shirt. It is very comfortable. I think everybody should get one, whether they beat you or not, because it just looks cool.
Yeah, everyone has always said that my face feels good on your chest.
It certainly does.
Yes, yeah, not yours personally, but just people in general.
Get yours in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today and tomorrow, it is all about Give Big. From the Puget Sound to the Palouse, the Cascades to the Columbia River, there are great things happening right now when people give what they can, and that's what Give Big today and tomorrow is all about. You can learn more about the organizations that could use some support at wahgives.org. This very intense chat about gorillas versus humans.
Oh, here we go.
It continues.
It'll never end.
And now they've brought in a professional to weigh in, Steve, a Harvard-trained primatologist.
I'd imagine that's somebody who studies primates.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're very smart. His name is Michael Stern. He wanted to weigh in on this hypothetical battle between 100 men and one gorilla, and he talked to TMZ about it.
Now, before we play it, have you heard what he had to say? And if not, what do you think he said?
Do you think
he's going humans or gorillas?
I think he's going humans.
He's going humans. Danny, what are you thinking?
I think he's going gorillas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of you's right, clearly.
Gorilla.
Wow.
Here we go.
This would never happen. A gorilla would not hang out long enough to fight 100 people. So it's kind of like asking the question, what if a unicorn was fighting a pterodactyl or something like that?
All right, then, more importantly, who do you think would win, a unicorn or a pterodactyl?
I'm going with the dino.
I love how it's like, dude, just play along, man.
I know, answer the dang question.
These damn smart people from Harvard, they got to take everything literally.
It's very annoying.
You know, the things that King Kong does, the beating the chest and the jumping around and hooting and hollering and all that, real gorillas do that. But they do it as a bluff. They do it so they look big and strong so that they don't have to fight.
Who's calling the gorilla on the bluff to find that out?
Not I, said the cat.
I mean, I imagine he's done plenty of research to figure this all out. But if a gorilla was standing at me doing all that with his chest, I'm crapping my pants and running.
Would you do it back to him?
Apparently I should. I should call him on his bluff.
I don't know, man.
But even knowing that, if I was in that situation, maybe now knowing that, I'm like, I'm going to die. I might as well see if he's right.
They're actually very, very peaceful creatures.
Huh.
Really, what the gorilla is going to do is still try to get away. He's going to break through the people that are trying to hem him in and maybe throw you really far or throw you into a tree or throw you into a wall or something.
Oh, that's all. I don't mind that.
He'll heal.
As long as he's not going to kill me.
Something like that. Because they are immensely strong. I mean, I heard a story of a gorilla at a zoo just getting one finger through the zookeeper's belt loop and throwing him across the room with one finger.
Those are strong pants.
That's why you need 100 people.
I think my pants would rip.
Can I get a link for those pants?
And can I see the video of that?
Yeah.
Imagine being in the other room when that happened. Bob just got thrown big time. That's why you wear suspenders if you're dealing with gorillas.
That's fair.
Everybody knows that.
It's kind of painting gorillas in a bad light, yes. Gorillas are peaceful vegetarian creatures.
Oh, they're plant-based weirdos.
Well, they didn't say they don't eat, you know, like dairy products or something like that.
Okay, fine. I can get them a Beyond Burger with actual cheese.
Now, that's not true of all of the apes out there. Chimpanzees can be quite a bit rougher. Chimpanzees have killed people before.
Oh, great.
And so one chimp versus 100 people, again, it's something that's not really going to happen. They're going to notice that they're outnumbered and they're going to get out of there. I think if it came down to it, if you had 100 people versus any animal out there, the 100 people are going to win.
Okay, thank you for getting to the answer finally. Well, how about that?
Simply, the animal is scared, it is surrounded, and there's not much that even the biggest, strongest animal can do.
So I was right.
All right, here's another hypothetical question. Let me see what you guys think, because I contend, how many toddlers can you take on? Like, let's just say like a bunch of five-year-olds decide that they want to beat your ass. How many would it take until you finally are being like taken down? Because I contend I can probably kick off a bunch of them. I'm not going to do this. But
were you thinking that this at tap dance last night?
I was actually
just punting ballerinas.
Danny, I know you're joking. That's exactly where I thought of this.
No, I wasn't joking.
Because they had a moment where like we're getting closer and closer to the recital, and they're like, "Hey, if you have your video cameras," I think this was the teacher's way of saying that none of these kids are picking up on what she's throwing down, because they're like, if any of the parents want to come in here and film the routine, that way you can practice it outside of class, come on in. So I'm like, yeah, I want to film it. That's awesome. So I got my phone. And as I'm in there, I'm like, you know, surrounded by, you know, like 10 toddlers. I'm like, I could probably kick all these kids' asses.
Why does his brain work like that?
I mean, I've thought the same thing. That's how exactly I knew where he was when he was thinking about this.
Honestly, though, the number in my head was like 10. That's what I was thinking.
You think 10?
I think if it was more than 10, it might get a little tricky.
Really?
Yeah, more than 10.
I mean, they're little.
I know.
I think at least 20.
20?
I'm going with 150.
150 toddlers?
Yeah, you just punch them in the face and you just keep going. You just...
How's your roundhouse kicks?
Yeah, pretty good.
I mean, you don't want to take on Barrett. Barrett's roundhouse kick is amazing.
What about the three of us surrounded by 100 toddlers? You think we could get out of there alive?
No.
And they're hungry?
There's no chance.
And they haven't had a nap.
It's like the infected in The Last of Us. They would murder us.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to give you tickets to Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies, Marymore Park on August 31st, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies at Marymore Park on August 31st.
From the bong.
Oh, yeah. And it's Josh from Tacoma that's our contestant this morning. Say, what's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
Yeah, there you go. Let's see who you're playing with. Let's spin that wheel, Steve.
Okay.
Will it be me or will it be Migs?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who will be playing with Josh? Right now it's on T-Dog. Will it stay there? It's Josh and T-Dog.
All right, Josh, are you
ready
for
it?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. All right, Josh, here is your clip.
Good song.
Oh, shoot. I know. Can I have a hint?
Yes. In the song title, there's a word that's the opposite of love.
Hate.
Yep, that's the one.
I like the way you said it, too.
And instead of the opposite of nothing would be...
Everything.
Yes.
One more word?
Maybe you need to hear the clip of the song again now that you have a little context of the song title in your head, at least.
Yes.
Okay. I hate everything about you.
Yes, and then the band is, there's a number that kicks things off, and that number comes after two.
Is it 311?
No.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
We got there. It was a little bit of an uphill battle, but you know what? Not every quest is a simple one.
No.
Thanks.
All right, Josh. One down, one to go. Danny, hit me with that clip.
Talk about opposite ends of the rock spectrum right there.
Is that the name of the song, though? It's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
I Won't Back Down. Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
I like how I made you question life right there.
You did. Because sometimes there's those sneaky songs that you're like, wait, is that the song title or is that too easy?
I feel like Tom Petty is usually pretty black and white. Like the song titles are pretty much the chorus
Free
of the
Fallen,
song. Yeah.
Last Dance of Mary Jane.
Yes. Running Down a Dream.
Running Great Choices.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what, Josh? You're going to go see Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies. Have a great time at the show, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
You rock, Josh. Have a good one.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after 3 Days Grace. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But the time has come.
Yes.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics. So feel free to call us if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Checking in with the Rockaholics is brought to you by Justin Hayward at the Pantages Theater on May 13th. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier, Steve, we were talking about a guy that recorded how much money he spent at Disney World with his family of five.
Right.
And we have someone on hold that wants to talk about how much it cost back in the 1970s.
1970s, okay.
But before we talk
I'm
to
sure
him,
it was a lot less.
Ooh, let's chat with Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. Old Man Kenny, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. Another great show, by the way.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hey, earlier you ran that segment about you read the Odyssey once, questions you should be asking Mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you guys should ask the hard hitters first. Mom, when were you most proud of me? And then second, what did I do where you were most disappointed in me?
Those are great. You know what? We'll ask my mom that question tomorrow morning. And then Danny's
I'll
as well.
I'll be listening.
Yeah. I love those. Hey, well, what about you? What do you think, like, what would your mom have said about you?
Proud, the way I stood up to the stepfather that was beating her and whooped his butt, and disappointed in half my life choices.
You and me both, Kenny.
You know, good man, Kenny. We love you, man.
Thanks, old man,
love
Kenny.
You too, brother.
206-803-ROCK. Russ from Mount Vernon, you went to Disney World back in the 1970s. Tell us what it was like back in the olden days.
Oh, hey, love the show.
Thanks,
hey,
Russ.
Anyways, it was 1987. I just got out of the military, and we went to Disney World just before they opened the Epcot Center. And we got in for about, there was three kids and three adults or four adults, and we got in for like around $300.
Jeez. Whoa. That's like two cups of coffee at Disney these days.
It was like the kids, and I don't even remember. I think we knew somebody in the area. We parked in their place. We didn't even pay for parking. But it was fun. Me and my friend got separated from his wife and the kids and everything. We spent most of our time in getting drunk over at the Polynesian Resort. It was lots of fun. We were drunker than dogs by the time we got caught up with them, but they were a little pissed. But
was Space Mountain around at that time? Did you get to go on Space Mountain?
Well, we went on it, but we were getting out of the ride. They were trying to get us to track us down to throw us out of the park, but they couldn't catch us. We got Space Mountain in a couple of places. We were getting out of the ride. We were so drunk. I mean, I don't remember. I was in like my 20s back then, and it was fun. We didn't do any harm to anybody. We were just hammered.
Being goose. Yeah.
Now, could they not get to you because you were fast or because you were like hiding?
We were hiding and we were fast, jumping out of the rides, and we went on the one with the puppets and stuff, and they just couldn't catch us.
Russ, what I love about this is that instead of hiding the entire time, you're like, let's just jump on a couple of rides. They'll never see us over here. Like, I love that you still got some rides in while you were being chased.
Oh, yeah, plenty of rides. It was fun.
I've always said it'd be so great to, like, party it up at a Disney place if we could just have a time slot where there's no children.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hammered or, you know, maybe in another realm of a mindset while there's children around. Like, that just seems like that would just be a massive buzzkill.
That would be the ultimate bad trip.
Right. They should have, like, after, like, Disney After Dark.
And it's all grown-ups.
11 p.m. Choose your own adventure. Just don't bring any children in here with you.
The last time my family went to Disneyland, we were all grown-ups. Everybody was an adult. There were no children born to any of us yet.
Yeah.
And we had an absolute blast. We were like running from ride to ride, pushing kids out of the way, trying to get up front, getting that fast pass. It was awesome.
These damn kids getting in the way of the happiest place on earth.
Right? As I'm drinking a margarita, chasing, you know, down the next ride. It was awesome.
Danny's like our historian when it comes to Disney. I don't think they ever do like Disney After Dark, but has there ever been instances or stories of like them opening up the park just for like maybe like, you know, I mean, we'd have to be really rich.
Yeah. Not that I'm aware of in terms of for adults only. They have done like the grad nights and stuff, which at that point, I mean, you're pretty much an adult because it's like you're 8. But it's like for high schools in California, they go after hours to the park. And that's like their graduation.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem being drunk and pushing high schoolers out of the way.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But
I still want to do it to toddlers.
Is it multiple high schools at a time or is it just like one high school?
They do. I think they do multiple high schools at a time. If I'm not wrong with that. And they all go and whatnot. But yeah, I've never seen them do just adult night, Steve.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. I don't think they'll ever do it.
Then Miley Cyrus had her birthday party there. So again, with as much money, if we just pool our money together, maybe we can have like, you know, 10 minutes.
Get that Miley money.
We need some Miley money.
Good luck.
So I just texted and said, okay, you guys have done some stupid things in the past. So this isn't out of the realm of possibilities. What do you guys think about putting on the Pacific Northwest Seagull Impression Competition? Sponsored by Pinky's Plumbing.
When your plumbing acts up and things get stinky, then call Pinkies.
Nailed it.
That would be hilarious. But I don't know if that'll ever, I don't know how well attended that would be.
Would we get to be the judges? Or would we have to like zoom in our friends from the UK, 10-year-old Cooper and 7-year-old Shelby?
We'd have to fly the whole family in.
Oh my gosh.
We don't have the budget for that. And if you missed it earlier this morning, we had Cooper who's 10 years old and Shelby who was 7.
Yeah.
They are seagull screaming competitors. Mm-hmm. Like he won the big competition over in Britain, right?
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. And then we ended up doing our own seagull screaming impressions for them to judge.
So should we start with the champion?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And that's Taryn right there.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, save the judgment until you hear yours truly over here.
That one was good too.
And now Danny. What's yours, Australian?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cooper, Shelby, who are you picking?
Taryn.
You heard it from the lips of the champion.
All right, who's second place?
Steve.
Let's go. I'll take the silver. Danny, you're the worst.
That's fine.
I mean, technically, Steve, you're the first loser.
Oh, thanks for putting a different spin on that.
You heard it from the mouths of babes.
And the video of them is great because we talked to them via Zoom and they both have little seagull costumes on, which is adorable. And it'll be on our social media pages, the video of them judging our awful attempts soon on at Dilly Migs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next time. You'll do a little bit better.
Okay.
I'll coach you.
I don't need your attitude. Tell you that much. Danny.
Yeah.
We could do our seagull impressions better than her any day, right?
Yeah, I'm an Australian seagull any day you need me, Steve.
Okay, and I'm apparently a seagull having a stroke.
The Daily Mix Show.
All week long, we're celebrating Mother's Day, but we need your help in order to do what the task at hand is. We are going to have our moms on, but instead of having us ask the questions, we want the questions to come from you. So text us the questions you'd like us to ask our moms, 206-803-ROCK. Even better, you can ask your question through the Odyssey app with that voice message feature. Today we chatted with my mom.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, Steve, we're going to get your mom on the horn around 8 a.m. and we're going to ask her all those hard-hitting questions. As you guys know, I am the resident farm girl here on the Daily Mix Show. Yesterday, though, was a pretty rough day on the farm. And here's why.
Okay.
We've had goats for the better part of 7 years. And before Barrett was born, they kind of had free range, you know, all throughout our property and things of that nature.
How many goats was it again?
At one point, we had three.
Three. Okay.
We had to rehome one because he got very aggressive at one point, and I was just too nervous about him hurting someone. But then, you know, just these past couple of months, I'd even say like a year, we have been teetering with the idea of rehoming the goats.
Okay.
And Barrett, you know, he really loves helping. He loves being a farm guy and all that. But these goats were just too big for him to like be in the pen or be around them. I was always worried if they would break out of the pen that they could accidentally knock him down.
Were they cool around him?
They're large and like they weren't raised by like human hands. You know, they weren't like bottle babies as they call them. So they were raised by their moms. So they're just a little bit more, they could have an aggressive side if
rough
they
around
wanted
the edges,
to. Yes.
Like bad goats.
And even like, I mean, Lewis was so big and so heavy that he stepped on my foot more than a couple times and I thought my foot was broken. He was like, you know, he's a big boy.
About how many pounds are you thinking?
Oh, like probably $150, $160. Okay. So, you know, you get a hoof in the foot. It doesn't feel great.
Oh, I've said that many times in my life.
So we finally made the decision to look into like seriously rehoming the goats. And let me tell you, if you've ever had goats before, it's not the same as rehoming a dog or a cat. It's a very specific type of animal and you want them to go to a good home, people with experience. So the vetting,
so it makes the search even more narrow.
Yes, the vetting process is very hard. And for me, so yesterday we ended up rehoming the goats. They went to a new farm and it's just this feeling of like, it's like half relief, half guilt. You know, like I feel terrible.
Well, did they look at you weird when they were like, I don't know, did they go in the car? Like how
they went in a van. And here's the thing. I couldn't even be there to say the goodbye. I had to leave and Brad.
So they never got to wave goodbye to Taryn?
I mean, I said goodbye before I left, but I'm like, I can't be there when they're getting loaded up. So I was too brokenhearted. So Brad stuck behind.
Was he flipping them off? Because I heard that he didn't like having farm animals.
He did not like the goats. They were 100%. Like, my goats. I did 99.9% of the goat work.
Okay.
But it was awful.
Was he upset about it at all, or was he just?
I think he was upset because I was upset.
Yeah, yeah. And then because Barrett was upset.
Barrett was very upset. I had picked him up and he was looking out the window. He wouldn't even look at me. He had tears in his eyes. And I told him, I said, buddy, it's really a good thing for the goats though. They're going to have more space. They're going to have an entire herd of goats that they get to be friends with. They're going to have a better life at this new farm. And he goes, well, can we just build him a bigger pen? And I was like,
you should have went back to Brad and asked that question.
Buddy, no. And he really liked Ginger, the smaller one. And he even said, even Ginger? And I was like, yeah, even Ginger. And when they're a bonded pair like that,
you really got to let
them go together. Because I would have considered keeping Ginger and getting her a different goat. But Lewis is just so big. And the older Barrett gets, I'm like, I don't want him to, you know, think that he can interact with this goat and then get hurt on accident.
Stupid question.
Sure.
Is there like goat visitation? Like, can you?
Yes.
Okay. Because like, are they close enough where you can?
Yes.
So did you tell Barry that? Like, listen, buddy, we'll still go visit the goats.
Yes. So he asked if we could go today.
Like, all right, now he's asking a little too much. Like, we can't go every day.
But the gentleman that adopted them, they already have goats that are the same breed as Lewis. And so he was very excited to add these guys to his herd. He told me that we can have visitation. But, I mean, like, Barrett's broken heart absolutely destroyed me yesterday.
So, Taryn, why did Brad leave you and Barrett and just leave you at the goat farm with the goats? So that's what we're going to have in, like, 2 weeks.
Well, and the nice thing at least you'll know is that the visitation rights will be better with the goats than they will be with your ex-husband.
Right. Go. But then Barrett has already asked me, his little best friend loves pigs. She's like obsessed with pigs. He's already asked me, well, can we get pigs now? And I'm looking at
Brad. That. He switched from the tears to now I got to work away. I got to, because that's Tatum.
Oh my God.
I thought like, oh man, we're going to have the toughest life lesson about the death of Lulu Lulu died even when we knew she was about to die. And it was never, I mean, she was bummed and she still brings up Lulu a lot. Like I miss Lulu. I'm like, I do too a lot. But the first thing she says, like, was that mean that now we can get a new dog? And I'm like, well, that's, yes.
That's just kid math.
I know, but I was like, I mean, I guess it's easier to cope with the loss if you're getting something new.
So are you guys getting another dog yet?
I told my wife already, I'm like, because she's already been texting me and sending me Instagram story, like pictures of these dogs. And I'm like, we need to pay off our vacation before we even think about getting another dog.
And we are going to take a break from large farm animals before we add any more to the pack.
So what about little farm animals?
Well, you know, they do have mini pigs.
The Daily Mix Show.
A man did the absolute unthinkable in holy water. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Mix download after Queen.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And oh man, Now is not the time to lose, Mariners, especially when you're taking on the A's, who do not really have a home. They're in Sacramento right now, and they lost yesterday in extra innings. It was a tough loss, and that means that the A's are now one game away from first place because both teams are pretty much the hottest teams in baseball. So hopefully today the winning ways, they come back for the Mariners.
Also, from the world of baseball, something quacktastic happened during the minor league baseball game that went down in Missouri when a pair of ducks wandered onto the field in the fourth inning and caused a game delay. One of the ducks flew off while the other one just stuck around. And eventually, they opened a gate and the staff was able to get him out. But here's some of the audio from the kerfuffle.
We don't have a monitor here. I do see we've got one of our cameras on it. So I think we might be featuring the ducks who've got a front row view. And now we're going to stop play to try and get those ducks out of here.
Okay, thanks for that play-by-play right there.
What do you think those ducks are thinking? Do you think they're just completely confused? And how the hell did we get here?
The weird part is during the seventh inning, in between the game, they were doing a new bit called duck hunting.
Oh, no.
Gave all these kids rocks. No, probably not. Don't want to do that.
I hope not.
This is such a crazy story. It happened in Pennsylvania. 51-year-old man was arrested because security cameras caught him. I mean, you've heard the term of who peed in a punch bowl or who dropped a turd in the punch. This person decided to go number one in the church's holy water. Not very holy.
No.
Bad idea. Well, anyways, Jesse, that's his name. He's in trouble for a desecration of an object. Also, a long rap sheet that he's had that includes theft, indecent assault, and so many other things as well. This guy, and if you've seen his mugshot, I don't know if you can look it up online. I mean, I'm not here to typecast or say that guy looks like a kind of guy that would pee in a holy water, but he looks like the type of guy that would pee in holy water. Looks a lot like Dan. Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day today. 76 degrees. It's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.